Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're so pleased to have Sarah Thomas join us after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Sarah, it's been just over a month since the Super Bowl and all this attention. The word history, I'm sure you've heard it a million times. In the wake of that momentous occasion, what has the past month been like for you with all the attention, all the extra speaking engagements?
I will tell you, Amy, it's a blessing because all of us that went through what we went through last year in 2020, this time last year, we were shutting everything down. And as a single parent, you just kind of start thinking, what is going to happen? And so I'm blessed for all of this. And it was a big moment, the Super Bowl, the entire crew that worked the Super Bowl. They're busy as well during this off season, but there's not really off season, but it's great to be able to share the story and my kids being able to take a part of it. And again, I just say it's just a blessing.
How impressive is it that the NFL went through an entire season with all the moving parts and still played the Super Bowl on the day that it was scheduled?
Amy, it speaks volumes to what the National Football League is, what they stand for, and it's because of the entire organization, medical staff, the supervisors, the leaders, and the players, coaches, all of us, the entire NFL abiding by the protocol, doing what they asked us to do, and they pulled it off. I mean, it was a shock. I wasn't sure June of last year that there would even be a season, much less a full season. So my hat's off to them.
How much did you have to get tested during the season, Sarah?
Oh, gosh. Every week. And we had a little bit, I think, of like a little spike and maybe some of the clubs and stuff like that. And then more of the guys seemed to start testing positive. And so then it became like twice a week. And, of course, for playoffs and Super Bowl, it was like daily.
So at least you don't have to go through that in the off season.
Right. But it was still kind of nice, though. Seriously, Amy, like just knowing I'm able to be tested, and the people that didn't know that they had COVID and they're
right.
Going out. So it was kind of nice too.
So let's talk a little bit about this process of being able to work a Super Bowl. Officials say, regardless of gender, that it's really the pinnacle. It's such a career achievement. So how did you find out that you were going to be able to be on the Super Bowl 55 crew?
Yeah, so I just left the gym. It was about 10 o'clock Central Time here in Mississippi, and my phone rang. We all knew that the calls were going to be going out for the Super Bowl crew on that day. And the supervisor that called me, it was just – we were talking about a couple of plays that had happened in a prior game. And I was like, yes, we were just talking about it. And he said, well, the reason I'm calling you is because you're going to nail them again when you work Super Bowl 55 in Tampa. And I was like, what? And I screamed like a girl, of course. But yeah, it was just so surreal. I pulled over on the side of the road. That way I didn't lose cell service and I could talk to him, and hung up with him and FaceTime my parents, my kids, and then just had to have that mindset, I've got a job to do. My girlfriends that were around, they were like, Sarah, you just seem so somber. And I'm like, because I've got a job that I have to do. My phone did not stop ringing from 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Whoa.
And I said to somebody, I said, well, my phone stopped dinging. I guess people are asleep now. You know, so it was a fun day. It was a fun day. But then it was, I got to get to work and get focused.
Sarah Thomas did make history as the first female ever to work a Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55, and it was great to see you get the attention on CBS, and they highlighted you and told a little bit of your story. So now looking back on it, what are a few moments that you'll remember from Tampa and your Super Bowl experience?
I'm going to tell you, Amy, the the best moments was right before the game. I was able to go out on the field before anybody was there and just kind of take it all in. You know, you see the big sign, the LV with the Lombardi trophy. And then a little bit before kickoff, able to find my kids and point to them and get the game kicked off. The game to us as officials, we prepare every Sunday like it's a Super Bowl. And that game was, I know, the Super Bowl, the big stage, but it was another game to us. We were ready. We're prepared. And then after the game, some of my mentors told me, they said, just take it all in, Sarah. Like, stand out there on the field for a little bit with the confetti. I did that. I was able to get my kids down and take a picture with them and hug them. And just the first time in my uniform on a field to take a picture with my kids, it was so memorable.
What was their reaction, especially your daughter, who's, what is she, 8 years old?
She is. She's 8. And she's coming in. When we spoke years ago, she was so little.
Yeah.
And she's coming into her own. And she just said, because of you, Mom, I don't have to tuck my hair or ask, can girls do that anymore? And she's just so proud of me. And my son's, my 17-year-old, he's your typical 17-year-old Instagram. And he just said I was the GOAT. And so I called him. I was like, what do you mean the GOAT? And he's like, it's like you and President Biden. Y'all are like the ones that are trending right now. And then my 20-year-old, he posted something on Instagram, Bridley, and just what he said, just how proud he was. He was just, words couldn't express all the hard work and what I've done for him, and just referenced me as like the woman in Proverbs 31. But it's just, they were very proud, very proud.
I love that chapter. It seems like that's a perfect woman, but definitely gives us something to strive for, doesn't it?
I'm by far not her, but I'm glad that he thinks of me with that. So,
I remember a conversation with Gene Steratore a couple of years ago, and he really blew me away when he was describing the extensive grading process. Now, he was speaking about the referees, who, of course, are the heads of the crews. But how do you get evaluated as a down judge so that they grade you and you get to the point where you have the privilege of working at Super Bowl?
Right. We go through the same type of grading system as the referee does, all the positions do, even replay. We are all graded, and you don't want to have a missed call at all. So it's just you want to rank number one. And when you do rank number one, and the percentage between number one and number two is so small, Amy. So it's just, we all pride ourselves on nailing every game and to be at the pinnacle, not to necessarily work the Super Bowl, but to strive for a top number. That means I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And every official out there does the same.
You are right there on the sidelines. For people who don't know what the down judge does, you're right there with the coaches, with the players. I would say you're directly in the line of fire just by virtue of your position. So, and I was reading this about you, that you actually have a communications degree. How important are those communication skills in the heat of the moment during a game?
Very important. You've got to be able to talk to them. But you also have to have self-awareness, situational awareness, your football IQ to be able to talk with them. But Amy, I will just tell you, a mentor of mine, Gerald Austin, says this. He goes, ignoring someone is the first form of rejection. And nobody wants to be rejected. So you've got to give them a statement and tell them something, and then you make them revisit it during a timeout or whatever. But yeah, the line of fire, yes. And they're doing a job, and I've got a job to do. And I always say I would pick and say I hated the officials when I was playing, and truth be told, they probably hated me. So I kind of take it back to that.
My audience will be really upset with me if I don't ask you how you get treated by coaches and players. What type of abuse or what type of reception do you get as someone who's wearing stripes?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's abuse at all. And reception is one thing. They know that we're coming, and they know all about us before we get there, but they just see stripes. They just see stripes, all of them. But I would say I just tell them the truth. I just tell them what happened, and they'll peek up at the Jumbotron or something and move on to the next one, or they'll look up at the Jumbotron and get a little more passionate about what they're saying. But I just say, if you just tell them the truth, and confidence comes from your competence, and so that's, we're trained, and we're all able to handle it professionally.
Sarah Thomas with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You've talked about falling in love with the job. When did that happen for you?
Amy, it had to be the first year I was ever in officiating. It was going out there, the challenge of it, just giving back to the community. I'd work peewee games all day Saturday, junior high games, being around, my buddies and friends. It was just in the local community, and I probably fell in love with it then. And then just getting hired in Conference USA and into the NFL, the caliber of guys, their families, just being around them, you just keep falling in love with it.
It seems like every time I've Googled you and read a column about you over the past 5 years that Jerry Austin's name has come up. And you just mentioned him a little while ago, giving you the shot with Conference USA full time, going back now over a decade. But what does it mean to you to have someone like that who believes in you and your potential and will take a quote unquote risk on you or a chance on you?
Yeah, you're right. He took a huge risk. And I joke with him. I'm like, I knew you were old, but see now too. because he had never even seen me. He hadn't seen me work. But the way that he describes Joe Haynes is the NFL scout that recognized me and plugged me in with Gerald Austin. He just said that Joe had never recommended an official that wasn't able to work. And so, yeah, he took a huge risk. But he has walked his path. He's been there. At the time he hired me, he was a current white hat in the NFL, Super Bowls under his belt. And so even though there wasn't a mentor that looked like me, I knew that I fell in love with this sport, not looking for anyone that looked like me. I just fell in love with it. And so I took everything he would say and I would be like a sponge. I just wanted to be a learn it all. Tell me all you can. And he shot it to me straight. He never used delicate gloves with me. He would be open and honest about performance. And I don't think that he was necessarily harder on me at all. I mean, he was fair, but he was honest.
One of the things that I remember so distinctly from our conversation in Houston, which was, I think, 2017, is that you said to me, there are other women who are training to get to the NFL level. I'm the first full time, but I won't be the last and I won't be the only for very long. And we just heard the announcement, really cool, that Maya Chaka has been hired as a full time NFL official. She'll join the ranks in 2021. What does that mean to you, Sarah, that you're no longer the only one?
Sure. I just say any official that is aspiring to get into the NFL, when the NFL starts looking at you, they will make sure that you're ready to come on board. And it just means that the door's been opened. The grass ceiling, as I like to call it, has been shattered. And more women that are approaching it, my message to them is just approach it exactly like your male counterparts do. Fall in love with it. Want to be better. And she's not setting out to be the first, nor am I. And so we're doing this for the same reasons that the guys are.
What's your favorite part of the job?
My favorite part of the job is being on the field, walking through the tunnel right before kickoff and just flipping that switch, getting to another gear, laser focus. And then when it gets kicked off, it's just where I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. Of course, I love being home with my kids. But when I'm at work, I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Is it strange to work games with few fans in the stands? Now, you mentioned high school. I know you did a lot of college games. But NFL games this past season had very few fans. Even the Super Bowl was limited capacity. Is that strange when you're talking and you can hear everyone else talking?
Amy, the first game that we worked, I remember at halftime, I walked off the field going through the tunnel to go to the locker room, and I went, this is odd. There's not fans like leaning over the side, booing us or yelling at us. But during the first half, I didn't even recognize it because we're out there. Yeah, you'll hear the boos or the cheers or whatever, but you don't even really notice that they're there because you're so laser focused on what you're doing. There were like certain places you would work and there wouldn't be any crowd noise that was being pumped in during timeouts. And that would be awkwardly silent, like it was just silence and it was weird.
So would you say, Sarah, that you missed the fans this season?
Oh yeah, you do. The atmosphere that the fans bring to the field for the players and just entertainment during timeouts. And so, yeah, I mean, you do miss that they weren't able to be there in person. Not that it takes away from our job or anything like that. It's just the atmosphere of it all. It's electrifying when all the fans are in the stands.
I came across this stat, which I think is really cool. As a female who has loved football since I was 16, before I even understood what I was watching, just kind of addicted to the adrenaline. Now speaking to you, you work in the NFL full time. There's a survey from 2020 that indicates that women make up 47% of the NFL fan base, which is obviously a number that's growing. But what's your reaction to that? Nearly half of NFL fans are females.
That's awesome, and I think that that percentage is going to grow. It's awesome.
It definitely is. So before I let you go, if you don't mind, I'm going to spring this question on you, but I've been asking my audience, as we mark a year, it's been a year since the NBA suspended operations and essentially the sports world went dark within the span of a couple of days, a year unlike any other. What were their greatest triumphs? And I don't want to assume that yours was the Super Bowl, but also what were the toughest challenges, some of the challenges of the last year that you hope we don't have to repeat?
Yeah, Amy, I'm telling you, the unknown is something that I think a lot of people struggle with. And
yes,
I didn't believe that I would get to a point. And in June, there were 3 days in June, and I speak nationally. And of course, there were no live audience. I work in the NFL. Yes. Are we going to have a season? And those 3 days, I'm telling you, I would say I was probably in a dark place. I don't usually go there, but I was crying. I was mad at the world. I was just like, could everybody just wear a mask? Could we just like do it like a science project, like before, during, and after? And I remember telling my parents, I'm like, I am not in a good place. The worry, the concern, you can't control anything.
Right.
But the triumph, I will tell you, the app stopped working on my phone for the bank. So I went down there on a Monday morning, shortly after those 3 days. And I just looked at the president of the bank, and we were just talking about the app. And then I said, oh, I need to pay my mortgage. And he said, Sarah, you can not pay it for a few months. Then something else happened, and the dominoes just started falling. So my biggest triumph is my faith. I grew much stronger in my faith. And I would tell you, the good Lord knew I was going to be in the Super Bowl. And that's when he was just saying, be still. Let me take the wheel. Just enjoy this time with your family at home. Stay safe, whatever it may be. But that was my triumph, that I needed to dig deeper into my faith and not doubt so much.
Gosh, I think that that's about the only way I got through it, too, was hope. Just every day, knowing that there is hope and you can cling to that and you can survive anything. So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing
that. You're right,
that.
Amy. Absolutely. Because we have so much to be thankful for.
Yes.
And so I started leaning on that.
So when do you get to take a breath, Sarah?
I don't. maybe typically like at my son's baseball games, I'll be able to sit there and be a mom and enjoy them and watch them. And, I have blocked off some time to where I'm not going to do anything and just enjoy the family and some friends. But you know, it's our time. We're starting back up with season 7 already.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for fitting us into your schedule. It's such an honor to talk to you, and especially looking back on our conversation in 17 and just kind of realizing how much can change, right, over the course of a few years, and yet how much still stays the same. So thank you. It's been so great to catch up with you.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.